performance management and MIS. In this chapter, we'll be learning about what all includes into as an annual business plan, which is the targets of the store, top line of sales, so number of the sales generated by the organization, inventory turnover, how inventory is being used, how it's being sold, what's the amount of inventory company has organized, the organization has bought it, what is sold, gross margins, profit and loss statement, which is P&L statement, controlling cost, and other reports. So in this chapter, what we learn is normally an organization does a business for purpose. The main purpose is to earn profit. Now to earn profits, there are a lot of activities which needs to be done. So there is targets. The target needs to be chased. The target needs to be achieved. The targets once achieved will result into margins. There will be an income and there would be expenses also. So the expenses when reduced and income when increased will result into profit. And hence the store will grow. If there is a week on week, year on year growth, month on month growth, then the organization will grow. They will open more stores, retail stores. So in this slide, we'll see how the profitability helps. In this chapter particularly, we'll learn how the profitability is derived, what are the measures to be used, and what are the formulas to be used to make a store profitable. The stores are profitable, the organization grows, and what are the steps taken towards working on that. So for a profitability, each of the elements of sales, margins, costs, and also performance versus the investment made in the store is important. So it is very important for the store managers to keep an eye on the expenses incurred by the store versus the store sales. So if the expenses are high, if the electricity consumption is high, or if the staff cost is high, if the housekeeping agency bills are coming huge and the sales are not there, it will result into store making losses. Annual business plan is prepared by the store manager in the beginning of the year, contains actual performance on these parameters in the previous year, the target set for the next year, and the key focus areas and action they are planned to make these numbers happen. So normally the store manager prepares an ABP, which is annual business plan, and it is submitted to his superiors, to his immediate bosses or to immediate reporting managers, where he takes into consideration the numbers achieved last year versus number he will be doing this year, and he would also do a forecast how the store is going to grow in next financial year. This document becomes the blueprint for the store for the entire financial year. So basically the start of financial year, probably some organization follows April to March, some follows June to July, or there would be any other company organization who follows January to December. So all this ABP are planned, are made well in advance, and it becomes a blueprint and they need to adhere to those plans. Every month the performance of store versus the set targets are measured and reported along with sharing of the major highlights for the month, initiatives taken, hit and misses, reasons for variance or shortfall, and action plan to correct the same. So probably I'll give you an example that a store manager, Mr. A, he submitted a blueprint or annual ABP plan for month of April 2016. Now, for some reasons, whatever happens, he's prepared the blueprint, he's submitted well in advance, which happens in March. And in the month of May, there is a review mechanism which happens with the organization. So what happens in the review mechanism, he will highlight in case he was able to achieve the target, what were the reasons, what were the parameters which held him, what went right, what went in his favor, and he was able to achieve the target. So that is the sharing of good practices for other stores. That is one point. In case he is not able to achieve the target, what were the reasons why he was not able to achieve? So a detailed post-mortem report has to be submitted, is to go in detail, deep down, check why he was not able to do, why he missed his targets, what were the reasons. He has to come out with the reasons, and it has to have a proper reasons and justifications, and variance and shortfalls if anything, and action plan to correct the same. So in case the storeman is not able to achieve the targets because of some reasons, then there should be an action plan also along with the PowerPoint presentation or along with the presentation saying that the same mistake will not be repeated in coming month of May 2016. So that was just an example to this. That was just an example how a review mechanism happens and how annual business plans are made and what actions are taken on that. This regular assessment and course correction on monthly basis helps to keep team align on the goal set for the store team and work together to make it happen. Now, since I've shared you an example that, okay, in April, the store manager was not able to achieve the targets. Now, there would be a deficit amount, or probably the target was 100, he achieved 80%, so there's a 20% gap in that. So probably that also needs to be covered in the month of May. So this regular assessment, the review mechanism will ensure that he is on track with the blueprint what he has submitted, and it ensures that the store grows on week on week, month on month, or on yearly basis. So to achieve top line sales, there are different formulas being used. The sales done or revenue for the store is all called as top line. It is arrived by adding the sales of each on number of bills. So sale is number of bills into average bill value is equal to footfalls into conversion into average bill. So number of bills is number of bills generated by the store, quite easy to understand. Average bill value is the bill value normally when it's an average, whatever is the customers are buying or whatever is sold, it's the average bill value. Footfalls is customer entry, so how many customers have entered the store. Conversion is just an example, how many customers entered and the store team able to sell its conversion. So if 100 customer comes in and if 30 customers buys, the conversion is 30%. And average bill value. So this is the formula which the store team applies to check the top line sales. Sales is measured on daily basis and recorded in fans report, and each of these three variables needs to be maximized to increase the sales. So in case if a conversion drops, or in case the bill value drops, or in case the footfall drops, or in case the number of bill drops, any one of the parameter drops, it affects total sales. Footfalls is equal to new footfalls plus repeat visits. Store footfall is the number of customer walk-ins in the store and measured by entrance or security or automatic sensor. So earlier footfall counting was manual entries. There were counter given to the guard, security guard. So male and females are counted separately. All these footfalls are recorded on hourly basis in a register and it's updated in this system. Nowadays there is technology is being used. There are direct automatic sensors. So whenever a customer walks in, it counts automatically. So that is how footfalls are measured. Marketing team works on getting new footfalls to the store by communicating the store USP, which is unique selling proposition, and also promotional offers. So there are stores who get repeat customers who are satisfied, and it is the responsibility of the store marketing team to get new customers. So the marketing team does a lot of activities. They use the advantage of the store USP. Whatever are the benefits of the store, they go out, they spread, they do an SMS blast, or they do a campaign, or they do a social activity or social related environment activity, and they try to gather more customers in the store. Operational excellence helps to delight the customer and increase loyalty for repeat visit. So in case a customer is happy with the service, the guards are smiling, the guards are greeting, the trolleys are neat and clean, store ambience is nice, music is good, customer service is good, the staff is available and helpful, the customer gets what product they want, or there is an exceptional customer service being provided, the customer comes back again with this experience. So this helps into regular visits and a regular business time and again. Satisfied customers generate positive word of mouth, which helps in new footfalls. So if a customer is happy, he's satisfied, customer is delighted, so he goes out, word of mouth publicity helps to get more customers in the store. Higher footfall is first sign of a successful store. So whenever a customer, whenever any store has a higher footfalls, that is the first sign of a successful store, that the store is doing everything correct, all operational parameters are being followed, all the SOPs are in place, the store is neat and clean, the staff is helpful, baggage counter process is followed, the security processes are followed, and it results into happy customer and a satisfied customer. Conversion and number of bills can be defined as follows. Wide assortment and product availability plays a vital role in ensuring a footfall conversion. So conversion and number of bills are dependable on the articles available or the merchandise available in the store. So the store needs to have appropriate pricing. It should have a first price point, which is called FPP, for FPF, first price point, and FPP. And again, it should have a superior products or a luxurious product as well. So it should cater all segments of the society so that whoever comes to the store gets the product what he or she is looking at. So the assortment has to be kept in mind by the store design team when they are designing a store. Also, trained attendant and skilled staff must be available on store. So whatever products are available, the features, advantages and benefit or fabbing, the staff should be aware, they should be trained, they should be educated on the fabbing or the fab process. They should know the benefits, advantages and features so that they can, it will be useful for selling the products. It is expressed as a percentage of number of bills divided by the store footfalls. So the conversion number of bills, there is a formula which has been specified over there. Efforts must be made to increase conversion by making sure that customer buys at least something from the store where the impulse item comes in handy. So normally when a customer comes in, the store team needs to ensure that the conversion goes up. Whenever a customer walks in, he or she buys at least one product, or the impulse bin has to be placed in such a way that customer buys something and he or she doesn't go empty handed. Higher the conversion for a given footfall, higher is the number of bills. So in case the staff is trained, the staff is friendly, they are ready to help, the customer likes a product, customer is not decided to buy, but because of service is good, all the features and benefits were explained extremely in a extremely manner, the customer decides to buy. So more higher the conversion, the higher is the number of bills will be generated. Average bill value, ABV. ABV is average bill value and is arrived as the sales divided by number of bills. Formula is quite simple. For a store which has given footfall and conversion higher, the ABP is higher, higher will be the sales. So it's a simple formula. If the conversion is good, if the ABP is high, it will increase sales. This means that once a customer has walked in chosen to buy something, all effort should be made that each of the customers buy more. So the whole objective of that store operations is to maximize profit, increase profits. So every store team needs to ensure that higher is the average bill value, higher will be the sale and the profitability will be high. So every staff needs to be trained and educated on, and emphasis has to be put on this. Every staff has to focus on increasing the ABV of the store. It can make customer relax and do shopping at ease without hurry. See, the store ambience also plays a very important role. So if a customer is stressed out and he is in a hurry, the ABV cannot go up, the conversion will not go up. So the store ambience has to be nice, the AC has to be working, music has to be soothing, staff should have a pleasing personality, they should wish, greet the customer. So all this ambience help in a customer to relax, and that in result will help into more shopping by the customers. If customer spends more time walking the aisle and browsing the shelf, there is every likelihood that the customer will keep buying more. So if the racks, if the bays, gondolas, if the stocks are stacked properly, if the store ambiance is good and customer spending more time walking around the aisles looking at the products, the chances are he or she will buy more products. Any product which is out of stock is clearly a sale loss for a day. If this repeats, the store may lose the customer itself. Stockability can be calculated as, stockability is equal to total SKU, stock keeping units available, divided by SKUs in store master. So in case a customer knows that this specific brand or this specific store keeps this brand, but over the period of time there is an issue where the vendor is not able to supply, or the replenishment has not happened, the store team has not replenished, the stock might be lying in the back stock warehouse. So over a period of time, in a month, in a week, twice in a week or in a month, if a customer sees the product is not being available or it's not being replenished, the store team is not paying attention to his or her requirements, probably he or she will go back to a competitor. So stock availability plays a major role when it comes to the customer satisfaction as well as increasing ABV and conversions. So there's a formula, stock availability, which is quite simple to understand. Higher stock intensity. Higher stock intensity with multiple facing and additional creative display creates a positive perception about store and entices customer to try out the product. So if the displays are done very aesthetically, if the displays are interesting, there might be a stacks or there might be a pyramid, or the display is very interesting, it will attract customer to buy. Plus it also gives an idea of abundance that okay, this product is available if the customers are buying or if there's a new product launch. So it will create an environment where customer wants to use that product, try that product and get satisfaction out of it. So the high in stock intensity also gives a clear picture that the store is well stocked and he or she can come regularly as and when there is a stock out at his home, at his house, he can come, he can pick the product. So that gives an assurance that at any given point of time he or she comes to the store, the product will be available. However, there's a double-edged sword. Higher stock at lesser sales may distort the working capital apart from creating expiries and damage losses. So there's a very thin line between high intensity stocks and the store stock movement. So in case if the merchandisers have not seen the report or the store team is not able to analyze or judge the stock movement, so they keep on ordering and the sales are less, then it will result into losses. The capital will be used. The vendor needs to be made. If it's bought from a vendor, from a third party vendor, the payment has to be made. It's a capital loss. And that in case it's a food article, the expiry will go up, or it's a fruits and vegetable, the dump value can go up and it will result into a loss. Stock of merchandising intensity can be calculated as merchandising intensity is equal to stock value divided by allocated space. High promo intensity. if a store has more and better promotions, customer will be attracted to buy. Higher promo intensity helps to create a value for money perception in customer mind. So in case, as I said, there's a new product launch or there is a new variant has been launched by an organization or by an FMCG company, the high promo intensity, so if there are two stacks or displayed, additional racks have been given, or there is a constant announcement happening, or there is a contest happening, or there is a price being offered for testing, or in case there is a new product launch, it's a food article and there is a testing going on. So all this action will result into more sales and it will help into increasing the average bill value of the store. Plus it creates an impression that the product gives value for money and that's the perception created in the customer's mind and he or she tend to buy that product. Modern retail stores are self-service stores and customers shop on their own. So with advent of modern retail, there are aisles, there are trolleys available, customer knows what they want to buy, there is a comparison, customer can look, feel, touch the product, they can compare whatever the store is offering, the same product with two different brands. So suggestive selling becomes very important. Customer checks with the sales staff on product features, benefit, usage, etc. What salesman suggests often results into customer buying such product. Salesman knowledge and confidence helps add extra items in the trolley. So whenever there's a customer has a doubt, and if the staff is available, the staff explains the features, benefit and advantage, the doubts get clear, the probability increases, the customer buys that product, resulting into a sale and extra items in the trolley. ABV can be enhanced with below initiatives, upselling. If a customer is convinced of a higher benefit by choosing a larger pack, the process is called upselling and increases the bill value. Upgradation is possible for regular use items for larger economical pack. Example, if 5 liter oil can with a better rate than 5 units of 1 liter pouches, or an electronic item like a TV model offering more features than a low version. So upselling, average bill value can be increased by a tool called upselling. It is a technique which is used by the store teams to enhance the ABV and the top line, the sales, to increase the sales of the store. So a nice example has been provided. A customer normally buys 1 liter of 1 liter oil cans or 5 liter tetra packs or a bags, which is costing an X amount, but if you buy a 5 liter can, an entire 5 liter can, it gives a saving. So this is one of the example. Or second thing, there are two more TV models available. One is giving more features with an little bit price, which is little bit higher compared to a lower version. So this is a nice example provided for upselling, which is a technique used by the store team. Cross-selling is an opportunity to sell a related product in the same or different category to customers who have already bought a product and generate incremental sale. It leads to higher customer satisfaction in terms of getting a complete solution. For example, a customer is planning to buy a pair of jeans, is suggested for good offers on t-shirts and after that on socks or handkerchief or belts or wallets. So normally what happens if customers decided to buy a denims, but there is an offer which says that if you buy a denim, you get 50% off on a t-shirt, or probably if you buy an assortment of socks or handkerchief, or if you buy t-shirt, if you buy a combination of t-shirt and denim, probably you get socks or handkerchief at a lesser value. So that is cross-selling, that also helps in increasing the average bill value, and it also helps in it helps the customer to buy a combination. It saves his time, he doesn't have to come back again. A combination is made and customer is sent back home with the satisfaction of earning something, or there is a perception that he's got a good deal, and he goes out to the store with a instead of buying one denim, he goes out of the store buying two or three different products. New products, merchandisers keep on extending the assortment with new categories and products, or replacing existing products with new launches. So a merchandiser has to be a very proactive person. He needs to keep an eye what's happening in the market. So he keeps on making, he has to strengthen the assortment. So in case there's a new product launch, he has to ensure that the product is available. If that product is not available and it is available to the competitor, the customer might go over there. So new product launches has to be introduced. Non-performing stock keeping units, SKU, if they are not generating sales, it has to be removed from the racks. The entire brand needs to be discontinued. So it is a decision taken by the merchandisers. They have to be proactive. They need to understand how is store operating, what are the requirements. In case the new launch is announced by an organization, so that product has to be available within his or her store. And in case this, if a new launch for an existing product, if a customer, if the FMCG company or any organization has come with a variant, then that range also has to be available in the store. This newness that customer experiences on any visit excites the customer. So this activity ensures there is an excitement created. The customer thinks that, okay, whenever I visit this store, they have something new to offer to me, and which results into repeat footfall. So they know that, okay, every time I visit, I'll get some new different experience. So that helps into repeat customer purchases, repeat visits to the store. This also at times leads to purchase with an intention to try out the new product. So when a customer knows that, okay, this particular store keeps on innovating, they have new product available, and he knows that, okay, this product, if ever I visit, this product will be available, and he would like to that store, so he would like to try that product, so he would visit that store often, and he would buy that product. Various initiatives like product sampling, etc. is done at store level to help in this process. New product purchase for first time results in additional sale. So any new product launch, normally in this happens more in case of hypermarkets and food markets. Any new product launch, there is a sampling activity which happens. The customer is given the product to eat. So they can eat, feel, they can feel the product, eat the product. They can just satisfy their need. They can understand that, okay, if a product is of high price, but after consuming it, they think it's a value for money, or the value is enough, if the product is good enough to pay the money, they will help, it will help into buying. So any new product purchase for first time results into additional sale. So there's a performance management and MIS. There's a category wise sales, overall store target and performance is studied. Category wise recorded on daily basis as per the below format. So there is category fruits and vegetables, staples. Staple includes rice, pulses, wheat, bakery and food services, so quite self-explanatory. FMCG foods, FMCG non-foods. So FMCG foods would be all articles, all snacks, fried snacks. FMCG non-foods, oils, soaps, detergents. General merchandise, so that would include mops, plastic, buckets, blankets. So that all comes under general merchandise. Electrical and electronics, mobile phones, air conditioners, iron, juicer, mixers. Garments and accessories, quite satisfactory, shirt, trouser, dresses, sari, salwar kameez dupatta. And then the these are the subcategories, and the end there is store total sales. So this grid basically gives a clear picture to the store manager how the store is performing, what is the contribution of the fruit category, or what is the contribution of non-food category, how the sales can be increased. So this one single grid gives a clear picture where the store is heading towards. So again, there is one more grid. Sales is studied for each category and also for the store when compared with space allocated to the category. So there is this left side where we have seen fruits and vegetables. There is a square feet area given. There is a square feet area allocated to each category. So every month, so it's a financial year. First April, first month is the financial year. Just an example. So month one, April 2016 or probably April the sales was so and so, and the sales per square feet is derived month to sales for the particular category. So these grids give a clear picture. So if the fruits and vegetables sales are diminishing, probably the store manager needs to ensure that either the sales goes up, the returns are justified as per the area given, or probably the area needs to be reduced. And probably if more performing category, if FMCG category, FMCG food category contribution is going up, so probably then the area has to be increased. So the sales area, the sales justified by the square feet area has to be justified. The area given to the section has to justify the sales. In case it is not happening, the store manager needs to take a decision and talk to the regional manager, regional team, talk to the head office team, and ensure that either the product mix is right or the staff selling is. So he has to take two steps. Either the staff is not selling, the staff is not trained, that's an internal error. In case the product mix is not correct, probably that is not justifying sales. So he needs to talk to the merchandiser and ensure that the right mix is available. So these are basically few steps which the store manager takes looking at the, these are the initial steps which the store manager takes looking at this grid. Sales per square feet, the trading area is used in calculation, which is excluding the back office or warehouse space. So sales is calculated. So there is a, normally a store has 1000 square feet, but probably the selling area would be 500 or 600. So the back office area or the back stock area, warehouse area is not calculated in that, that's excluded. The results are compared among the categories and benchmark against similar stores in the company and also the industry. So once the grid is prepared, the store does a comparison with other stores, as well as there are benchmark stores, and there is an analysis done, and they refer to these reports. These insights help in reallocation of space resource to the most performing category and hence in store optimization. So as I said earlier, in case the food FMCG food is not contributing, but the general merchandise is contributing more sales, probably they need to increase the assortment of general merchandise, they need to increase the area of general merchandise area, and the food FMCG might be reduced. So all this analysis will help into taking a right decision, which in result help into increasing the ABV and achieving the store targets. Merchandisers analyze category performance by studying inventory, sales, margin, space, etc. So once this the sales report are generated on daily, weekly, monthly basis, the merchandisers needs to do this analysis. They need to ensure that non-performing products are removed, or in case any category which is doing well or any product is doing well, the racking capacity is increased. So all these parameters like studying inventory patterns, sales, margins, they need to take a corrective action looking at these reports. Slow-moving inventory is often replaced by fast-moving inventory, which helps in sale and profit enhancement. So as explained earlier, in case if a category is not moving, that has to be removed, and it has to be the racking, the shelf has to be allocated to a fast-moving category, which has helped in increasing profits. Unwanted stocks lead to too much of clutter and customer inconvenience, special space getting blocked, products running into expiry issues. So if in case any product is not moving, the merchandiser needs to ensure that the products are removed. If unwanted stocks are kept in store, it results into clutter, it hampers customer movement, customer inconvenience, space is wasted because rentals are high, so we are paying rentals, the mall is paying rent, the store is paying rental to the mall, or if it's a leased property, there are expenses. So expensive space getting blocked, not generating any sales, products running into expiry. So if it's a food product and it is not moving, we have to scrap it or we have to return it to vendor, the capital gets blocked, payment has to be made. So all this results into loss, and the profit margins goes down, the profitability of the store goes down. Inventory turnover, which is again continued, it is just not enough to study sales or margins and inventory in isolation. It is important to relate sales to inventory value and derive inventory turnover ratio, indicating how many times inventory is converted into cash. So basically, it is a formula again, inventory turnover, there's a formula, there's an maths, there's an applied science in that it is not only enough to observe sales and margins, they need to keep an eye on inventory as well. So more number of times the inventory is turned around, or whatever FIFO needs to be followed, whatever has come in has sold out, and that process needs to be followed. So inventory turnover ratio, more over that inventory, higher is the profit. So higher the inventory ratio, higher is the profit. So product came in, it sold, it replenished, that's the cycle. The product is converted into cash, result into profits. It is calculated as inventory turnover ratio is equal to sales at retail value divided by average inventory at retail value, or alternatively, inventory ratio is equal to sales at cost value divided by average inventory at cost value. This average inventory is calculated as the average of inventory at the start and the end of sales cycle under consideration. So this is very, very, very important aspect. The merchandisers and the store team needs to ensure that they have good right amount of stocks at the right quantity, at the right price, at the right value, and the vendor is able to supply, the replenishment happens on time, the vendor is able to supply on time, the stocks come into the back stock, from back stock it moves on the floor and it's displayed aesthetically, it's displayed as per the layout, it's displayed as per the stacking and racking capacity of the shelf, and there is proper signage which helps customer to buy. So all these factors, parameters, plus if there's a promotion on the product, proper announcement has to happen, the free gift has to be there. So all these things result into inventory turnover, inventory turns, the moment inventory turnover ratio is faster, it results into more cash, more sales.